World news that this morning in Melbourne, Australia, a 104-year-old Holocaust survivor, right? He made a siyum. He made a siyum on Masechet Chagiga. 104 years old. I really recommend it. You should watch it on Yeshiva World News. They had it, and you know it's amazing. It's Am Israel Chai, right? And you see how, and Chaim is Torah. And he was really moving at that age. Baruch Hashem, he's making the siyum and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim and inflaot of his siyum. He made it on Chagiga. We do siyum this year. It's like probably maybe tens of thousands at least of people around the globe that you do Daf Yomi, and we are finishing Masechet Sanhedrin. And it's very, very interesting siyum ending at the end of the Masechet. That you know, everybody knows Chelek, the last perek of Sanhedrin talks about who has Olam Haba, who doesn't have Olam Haba, etc. The very ending has to do with, right, this, you know, we know that, you know, Yehoshua, right, when he conquered the city of Jericho, he put a curse. He said, nobody is allowed to rebuild the city of Jericho, right? And the Gemara says that there was a person called, right, Chiel Beta Eli. He came and he did, some say he did rebuild Jericho on its site. Some say he built in a different place a city and called it Jericho. And the way that Yeshua had said, when he started building, he lost his first son. And when he concluded, he lost his last son. Then the Gemara says that Achav, listen to this, Achav Shushbinei Hava. Achav was a good friend of this guy, Chiel Beta Eli. Ata Ihu v'Eliyahu, Achav and Eliyahu Hanavi, they went Lemishal Bishlama Betamia. They went to the Shiva house to console this person, right? So there's a whole discussion over there, and the Gemara says, so Yativ Gamar Dilma Meilat Yehoshua Hachilat Lo Yericho Hashem Eilacheret Velo Dacheret Hashem Yericho Amar Le Eliyahu In Amar Le Say Right. So he says Hashta. So then Achav turns to Eliyahu HaNavi and he says, I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu read every day in Kriyat Shema. Amar lehashta levatata de Moshe lo ra megaima. Moshe Rabbeinu in Shema, when he said, give the Torah to Bnei Israel, he says, there's a big severe punishment if you guys don't listen to Hashem. But he says, דכתיב וסרתם ועבדתם, נשמע ביסי, וסרתם ועבדתם, right? וחרא אף השם בכם. So like if we do, you do עבודה זרה, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to stop rain. Every say ביסי נשמע. ועצר את השמיים. So ההוא גברה, he means אחר בבות himself, הוקים לעבודת כוכבים על כל צלם וצלם. אחר says, I went, and in every field, I put Avodah Zarah, right? Nu, and you see, we have rain, we have all the blessings. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu put a curse and wasn't fulfilled. And now, Yehoshua, you know, he put a curse on this guy, Chiel lost his sons. V'tzel him, v'lo shav ekle mitzra, right? The Meizal, Miskad le levatata, the Yehoshua Talmidei, b'chaim ha-miyad, Vayomer Eliyahu HaTishbi. Eliyahu HaTishbi was a Kanai. He got up and said, "Rad mitu shavei Gilad, Chai Hashem Elokei Israel." Right? Im yiyeh tal u'matar. You know what? I'm here to defend Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, I'm swearing there is not going to be, right, any more rain. Right? You are saying that, you know, how come the thing of Yehoshua was fulfilled and not Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So, and then the Gemara says, "Boy, Rachamei, Eliyahu Hanavi, daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'havu le aklida de mitra," and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him the key to what rate? Because the Gemara says, you know, this, it says that, you know, there are three. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything through messengers, through malachim. Three he keeps to himself. What are the three? One is giving birth. One is matar. And one is tichat hametim. These three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly involved. One is, we said, you know, Gaon says, Pitue Chotam. Chayav is, when a lady is giving birth, the Shekhinah is there. That's why they say, you know, if anybody who's sick, etc., should ask a mother that is giving birth, right, to daven for them. Because the Shekhinah is there. No malachim. One is Chayav, one is Matar, rain, and the third one is Tchiyat HaMetim. These are the three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not delegate to malachim. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, please, Hashem, give me that key. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Right? And then he was able, right? Right? He went, and it's a whole story that he did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the keys, and rain stopped. There was, you know, in Eretz Israel, there was batzoret. Right? So then later, it says that, you know, the way I don't want to take your time. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that, you know, people are suffering. Hashem is over, you know, Rachaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that, you know, there's famine in Eretz Israel because Eliyahu HaNavi had stopped the rain. So he says, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, right, Lech Yerael Achav, go and Avetna Matar, right, go to Achav. Give him a chance to do teshuva. Hashem says, I want to give rain to my children. So the Gemara says that, you know, it happened. You know, Eliyahu HaNavi did go, and, you know, it's and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, you know, forgive Bnei Israel, you know, and there was rain. Then the Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Yossi Betzipurei. Rabbi Yosei Betzipurei, he made the drasha. He said, Abba Eliyahu, in Baba Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaNavi Yomar, he said, Abba Eliyahu, Kapdan Hava. He said he was very Kapdan. Kapdan is somebody who gets angry fast. Zud Jushmiere. Gofi Eliyahu HaNavi, Asghar Tarakas, right? Zud Jushmiere. Gof Kapdan Hava. Ragil Lemeite Gabei. So Eliyahu HaNavi used to come to him, to constantly to Rabbi Yosei. 3 days, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come to Rabbi Yosei. You know, right? So Kiata, when he came, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosei said, Amai Lo Atamar, how come Churma Kar Kardi? Right? Amarle Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Kapdan Garitli, you call me Askar Tarakel, right? Kapdan Garitli. Amarle, Rabbi Yosef told him, Ha de Kaman, de Kapit Mar. You see, this is exactly what did they say? Zud Jush Miri, I'm Zud Jush Amordi, Al Seruz Ahmada. Right? So, but this is Eliyahu HaNavi. So, you know, you should know, Eliyahu HaNavi is Malach HaBrit. Because of his kaptanut, Eliyahu HaNavi came to Hashem and he said, the Jews, they all became Avodah. Hashem said, don't say bad about my children. But go and see that whenever I give them a son, on the eighth day, they do Brit Milah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces Malach, you know, that Eliyahu HaNavi always is there in a Brit Milah. So there are some who say, but you know, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to a Brit Milah. Unfortunately, in some places, you know, the ladies are not dressed properly, right? So then, Vaveila, maybe his kaptanut is going to curse them out. So no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you go there and you bless everybody. Go there, but appreciate the goodness of my children, right? And Eliyahu HaNavi gives a bracha to whoever is there. Hopefully, everybody is dressed properly. But even the rest. This is the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Eliyahu HaNavi. Oh, you're a Ganai, but you know, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his children. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that love, it's amazing. right? And especially, we see in the, let's finish. It says the very ending. Kol zaman shereshaim ba'olam, charon af ba'olam. The Gemara says, right? Whenever there is reshaim in the world, there is anger. The anger of Kadosh Baruch Hu with their sins. Gemara says, man reshaim. Who are the reshaim? Amar Rav Yosef Ganavei. He says, the people that steal. Tanu Rabbanan, right? Because in Hakadosh Baruch Hu is more makpid on Ben Adam lachavero than Ben Adam lamakom, right? Here also, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry when we rob each other more than when a person does avodah zara. Tanu Rabbanan, Rasha bala olam, charon bala olam. When a Rasha, a person turns himself into a Rasha, he brings anger to the world. Shenemar, Bevor Rasha, right? Bagam buz. Ve'im galon cherpa. Rasha, bad min ha'olam. Rasha'im, wicked people. And it says, who's wicked? More ben adam lachavero. That they rob other people. Ganavim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Migdal Bavel, when they wanted to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not one person was punished. Hashem just dispersed them. Right, and just change the languages. But by Mabul, that was Ben Adam Lachavero. Mabul, they were robbing each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped up everybody. Because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Adam Lachavero is more important than Ben Adam Lamakom. Right? To him, Hashem cares much more. And you see it all over. If you look at the Luchot, the Mabit says, one side is Ben Adam Lamakom, one side is Ben Adam Lachavero. The side that it's Ben Adam LaMakom, it's all small letters. The Mabit says, Ben Adam LaChavero, Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tigrav, it's bold letters. When you look at the tablets, at the Luchot, what do you see? HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares more about Ben Adam LaChavero than Ben Adam LaMakom. Here's the same thing. Who's a Rasha that brings Charon Af? It says, right, it's Ganavim. The Ganavim, these are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they are the ones before Rasha, when the Rishaim are destroyed, goodness comes. Shenemar uba avod Rishaim rina, tzaddik niftar min haolam, ra'a ba'ala olam. But when it's tzaddik that there's a chuyot, they keep up the world. When they, right, pass on, tzaddik avad ve'in ish sama levan, shechesed ne'esafim, ba'in, be'in mevin, ki mipine ha-ra'a ne'esaf ha-tzaddik. Tzadik, when the tzadik ba'al ha'olam, tova ba'al ha'olam. When the tzadik is born and raised to be a tzadik, brings goodness to the world. Shenemar ze yenachamenu ma'asenu, mitzvon yadenu. The Maharsha says, Shaperech misayim, posum p'ri Shaperech, usach ben yanei mot ha-moshiach. It's talking about, part of the thing is coming of Moshiach, right? Le'yude olam abam. So then it says, lo yipol, Maharsha says this is to give us courage and not to be discouraged from all the puranuyot that we go through. We have to realize that these are all, right, it's the introductions of the coming of Mashiach. And I always say that we are the luckiest generation. We are the luckiest generations to witness how HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our generation, Kabetzenu Yachad Marba Kanfot Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gathered our exiles after thousands of years to Eretz Israel. And Baruch Hashem, I was saying, when it happened, right? It says before Mashiach comes, V'hayus Sarim O'manayich. Like, the kings of the world are going to serve you. When I saw Trump, President Trump ushered in, right, Netanyahu, right, a few weeks ago, right, to the White House, and he was pushing this chair for him. Please, Prime Minister, sit down. Right, this is happening. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought back the exiles. Right, we are such a luckiest generation. Shehechyanu vekiyemanu vegyanu laze lazman hazeh. We have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all these nisim veniflaot. Maharsha says, lo yipol levavenu. Hashvuah shenishba Hashem leNoach shelo yavi od mabul al aris. We should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring another mabul. We are not going to have that. And we are post Holocaust, right? And now it's Hashem nishbat. That's why it says Zeyin. The last words of the Masechet Ze yenachamenu b'maasenu mi'etzvon yadenu. It's talking about Noach. Hashem Yishuv Ritzov. It says so. This is mamash rachamecha Hashem. This is mamash an end masechet that ends with this tremendous hope, right? That this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Geula, is Mamash, you know, from all the prophecies that we have had in the Nevi'im, they were 23, 24. You know, I was listening to a lecture, we have probably, what is left? What is left? One of them is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the last ones, Hashem is going to gather us in Eretz Yisrael. Not the majority of the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, it's one of the most powerful countries in the world, the influence that it has. Right, and we have to appreciate that, and we have to realize our geula. Right, it's very close. Mamash, what you know, Rambam says, when coming of Mashiach is not going to be a big revolution. Ulam keminhago noheg. Rambam says, I said Mashiach. We want Mashiach now. Mashiach, it's around the corner, because Mashiach means when Jews are not meshubah, they're not enslaved by other nations, that we are free to practice our Torah and mitzvot freely. And we are there, Baruch Hashem. Right? All of us, you know, Alan said, Yisrael, I'm coming to Iran, Sarnagum, Bokanan, we are done. Right? We are, so this is coming from Mashiach. Then we are going to have a Zat Shem Betamikdash, etc., etc. Sheikh Yanu, Vekimanu, Vehigyanu, Lazman, Hazeh.